This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, my God!
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's Friday, everybody.
I played that one specifically for our teachers out there because I've been getting a lot of texts, Vinny, this week that teachers they're starting back, school and, look out for us. Oh, my God.
Right.
So, hafa teacher.
Hafa teacher.
Speaking of, last night. So we had a back-to-school night last night.
Oh, so you went to the school.
Weird, because we've never been, so back-to-school is a weird way to call it. But so we had, I had to...
Slash welcome to school.
I guess. So we had, like, we got to get showered up. We got to get on the road by this time. And then if you want to eat, then we got to be out of the house by this time.
That's nice. I like people who back time.
Right.
You know.
Maka came to help.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, the other kid was, so there we are. We go, I go, all right, well, I'm going to shower. We'll go get some food.
That's so nice. We load. That's fun.
So it's me and the missus and our kid, and we get in our, in my van, and we drive.
Van,
and we have a nice dinner. And
what'd you eat?
Sushi. Actually, she went back on her, we were able to get her to go back on her boycott to the sushi place. That we
Wait, why did she not want to do it?
They wouldn't give her a kid's bento box to go, and she had
right.
Cow, baby.
A cow.
Yeah.
Over it. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that.
Let me check with the PC people.
Hold on. There's something about having a cow.
You're okay with that.
Well, anyway.
They'll let us know. Don't get us in any trouble on a Friday, man.
I don't want to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So anyway, we went to the sushi place that we hadn't been to in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We got to eat. We get to the... So we're pulling... So my kid, you know, we're like in the car. Can I hear The Greatest Showman? Absolutely not. We're going to listen to Bob Marley. So I'm doing my work as we're driving. I'm like, you're going to listen to something other than that. We pull up into the parking lot and I am rocking out. Reggae, the sun's out. I'm like so happy.
Time's
I feel like there's a butt.
Well,
here.
There's a butt. So there is a butt. So we're on time. We're good.
Great.
We're right on time. The missus timed everything just right.
Yeah. Nice.
And I'm rocking out. I'm reggaeing out, whatever you want to call it.
Easy skanking.
I am easy skanking, bro. And
brah.
I don't say it that way. Anyway, the missus goes, why doesn't anybody have their kids with them?
Was it the wrong day?
No. It's that you don't bring kids to back to school night.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You knew.
Because you've been there?
Yeah, it's every year. Sometimes people would leave their kids and the kids would play. As the kids got older, they'd play out in the playground and the parents would go in and you hear the fundraising speech and you...
Well, so I'm like,
but generally your kid has written you a note that's in on a desk where the kid sits, and then they, you know, they tell you about what they've done so far, and you look through their, talk to the teacher.
Well, I didn't get to sit in the area that was designated because I had to drive my kid back to the house while the missus went in. Well, I mean, yes, I missed a few minutes, but man, I was just like, she was right. We were going to walk up there with our kid, and we realized there's no kids here.
Yeah.
Huh. Of course, I don't notice because I'm
fine,
like,
though.
You be loved?
Could you be loved?
You know. So anyway, we got to go to back to school night.
And you learned all kinds of stuff.
Well, it was a late night.
What time?
Well, we got done with that after 7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
got home and I needed to watch the end, the finale of Mindhunter.
Oh.
Maka was around. It was like, sure. It's, my whole schedule was just a disaster.
Last night, the Big Brother was a snafu.
Dude, it was a mess. I've got a text. So I didn't get to bed till 10.
Mm. Yeah.
And I didn't even watch Big Brother.
Oh, I got up at 2:45 this morning and watched Big Brother.
Okay, I did too. So I went to bed at 10 and was up at 2:30. And I don't even know what you call that. Right. A night sleep?
It's a nap.
Yeah. It's a nap. You took a nighttime nap. So I know. I'm definitely, listen, if I plan to stay awake until midnight, and I do tonight, I'm going to go right home and lay back down.
I will too.
I had a very spotty sleep last night too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was just nervous because I had set my alarm for so much earlier. And,
To watch Big Brother.
To watch Big Brother. I went to bed really
you know
early.
What I should pronounce before you guys. Are you going to talk about Big Brother now?
No.
Okay.
We can talk about
it. Because I'm going to pronounce what Maria said.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Maria said. I was actually tempted this morning because they ended with a, I won't say anything about what happened in the episode, but they ended with one of those endurance challenges for head of household.
Yeah, I only, they, my recording, because I guess it recorded at 2 a.m.
Oh, I don't know when it. Yeah, it was screwed up.
Yeah.
We recorded, I think, the CW44. I don't know which one it taped. But either way, they left it at that. But then they're like, oh, well, if you want to watch this play out in real time, go to the Big Brother live feed. And I'm looking at it. It's like 3:25 in the morning now as I'm at the end of the show. I go, I wonder if it's still going on. And then I was like, you know what? I got to take a shower and get ready.
So you didn't look.
I didn't look.
All right.
But who knows how long it went on for.
Well, I feel like now, unfortunately, unless something really big happens, it's Holly or Mickey.
Yeah.
And well, and I hope it's Holly.
I don't like either one of them.
Well,
I actually hope
of the two?
I hope it's anyone but them. I actually think Christy has played, like, as annoying as she can be, she has kept herself. Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive.
She's a hard one because she's made herself unlikable, too.
Right.
So.
Well, she's just all her weird manifestation stuff. I'm like, oh, I was over that week, too. Like, enough. Okay, great. I got it. Like, I'm a good person. I can manifest good things in my life.
Well, can you imagine what that was like growing up? If this is where it's at today, what must that have been like at 20?
Yeah. I have watched some live feed stuff. Occasionally John will have it on and we'll walk. She, I'm going to use the word literally here, never stops talking. She never stops talking. You can hear her like a chainsaw in the background. Even on other, someone's like having a whispered conversation in one room, and you can hear her jawing away in the other room. She never stops. In fact, they showed something last night on the show where she's all blah, 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 blah. And then something comes up in the house or, you know, like the scary clown thing appears.
Oh.
And then she still does it. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Well, let's go look at that. Like, it just never stops. I would throttle her. I don't think I could be in that house with her. I need silence. I love silence.
Well, I think she's a very unlikely winner. Like,
yeah.
You think...
Well, it depends on who she sits next
to.
Yeah,
I just don't see
Maybe she's a nervous person. You know how some people don't like silence or they're uncomfortable.
I think she's nervous talkers. I don't know. She doesn't feel like a nervous talker, but maybe that is it because... Honestly, it never stops. I think she just thinks people are interested in what she has to say. Maybe she's an only child. Her parents were like, yes, and then what?
I was going to say.
You're so interesting.
Oh, my God. You are a fascinating
person. I was
going to
say center of the universe syndrome.
Yeah. Well, she is manifesting
Which
her
who
whole
doesn't
life.
Have that? We all have
we
it to
all
some
have
extent.
It, absolutely.
But man, it's big in her. Big.
Yeah. She just can't. Stop.
And I realize
talking about Big Brother.
If you're listening to this show, you probably think but we don't do this out. We do this show and then we go home and I sit quietly.
Yeah. I'm done talking at 10 o'clock. Honestly, I'm like, I want to do stuff that other people are interested in.
Yeah. My husband actually says to me, will you talk to me? Like, no,
I won't talk out.
I got nothing, man.
I did my thing.
I'm so sorry.
Pal.
It's nice to be married to a quiet guy because, you know, we don't have to talk. I just go over and give him a hug.
I have the same thing at home. Just like, quiet lady.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
I do too. Nick. So there's a guy, Nick, yeah.
Yeah, this is from Brandon. Nick talking to the camera saying how much he misses Bella. Too bad she's dumped him. I guess she dumped him because he was flirting with Annalise once she left the house.
Oh, yeah. And
what was that you told Sarah off the air that you read online? Please tell us today, please. I'm going to tell it.
Go ahead.
I don't know that this will spoil it for anyone because I've often thought, like, what's the deal with Zingbot? So here's what it was, is that Zingbot makes his appearance once per season. He comes in, he does one-liners on all the people. He wasn't that funny this year, but he did have a couple crushing lines as far as...
Mean, actually.
Yeah, as... Right.
The one against that girl was mean, I thought.
Which one?
The one against Nicole, where she's like, you don't have any friends. Yeah.
In the real world, it's just like in here. And then...
But
that's
she's
awful.
She appears to be someone who's a loner and who struggles. And so I thought.
Yeah, ow.
That hit way too center.
And then I thought that the pompous douchebag thing was freaking perfect.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah. And it's that to me is totally different than picking on someone's who's
socially
may
inept.
Who may have trouble socially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows he is. That's why, I mean, he has to know.
So the Zingbot thing was that you were reading through some blog or, you know, something about it, and someone who had been on the show, right, said, yeah, that Zingbot robot isn't making those. There's just a dude in a Zingbot costume doing hand motions as the zings are coming through the loudspeakers. They have loudspeakers throughout the house where they can call someone to the diary room, or Big Brother says you can't do that or whatever. So that's where that audio is coming from, and apparently some girl... or whatever, freaked out that was some kind of spoiler. But I've often thought, because you know the guy who played the cop?
Yeah.
He's all the things in there. He's the grandma. He's the...
The Martian.
The alien guy, right. He plays
so a character
all these...
comes into the
occasionally,
house?
Right, to do something or other. So he dresses
like
up...
skits.
Yeah, okay. Little skitty type things. But it's always this... generally speaking, it's always this one guy.
Uh-huh.
And he is pretty funny, like as he's doing the grandma stuff or the alien stuff, like he's smashing things or, you know, just ruining these people's lives, whatever. Because a lot of times he's a punishment, like this guy has to follow you around for 24 hours and he's just, you know, the whole time digging on him. So he's pretty funny. And I always thought, you know, it's probably him and a group of writers who write the Zingbot jokes. And when he came walking in, I went, oh, I bet that's pre-recorded because... It sounds, I mean, even though it sounds like Zingbot, I always think it sounds like that dude.
Oh.
So when you said that to me yesterday when we got off the air, I was like, yeah, that makes sense to me because I feel like that guy's like the comedy guy on the show.
Well, the point I was making is that these articles, these blogs, all of this is out there. If you go searching for it, you will have stuff spoiled. And as I finished the article, I saw some comments below and just there I was at 2 a.m. or whatever going, I might as well. So I read it and a person was... actually mad that it was spoiled for them. Like, how could you spoil Zingbot for me? And I just thought, you shouldn't be...
in the spoiler section if you don't want spoilers.
You're deep diving a
it's
show.
It's not even a spoiler.
I know, but it's a, you know, this person is deep diving.
Right.
What do you expect?
Right, you're going to find stuff out that you don't want to know. I would, I'd be interested to... Actually, I thought talking about the cleanup stuff this week was interesting. Because to me, that's a valid question. Like, they are making a freaking mess with these pies in the house. Like, it's disgusting.
Oh, yuck. You know, back to poor Nicole. I hate to like the moment when he gets her in the face with her own pie.
Right. She keeps trying to get Mickey, and he's just too fast for her. He just takes her hand and slaps the pie in her own face.
He's hiding behind the door, so she comes in, and she's like, doo-doo-doo, and he just goes, bah.
She's all.
She gets herself.
Yeah, he gets her with. Right.
It's like that thing when you're a kid. Why are you hitting yourself? Yes, why are you hitting yourself?
Exactly.
It
right.
is like that. When she does finally get him, he even gets his hands up in the way. Like it just sort of flies over. He doesn't actually get pied in the face. He just gets some whipped cream that flies across at him. But she's like, I got him. That's
she
it.
Should have chosen differently, in my opinion. That was a mistake.
You mean chosen a different person?
Yes, like just go. Like you could have hit anybody else, but that guy's clearly going to fight back.
Right. Anyway, I don't want to jump into all these. There's a whole bunch of stuff from Maria. I want to read through the Maria stuff first. But Brandon is clearly he's written a couple of emails this morning.
Brandon,
this dude Brandon, the one who wrote the thing about the Nick talking to the camera about how much he misses Bella. It's funny, too, because he sees him as a robot as well, which I totally do. Robot Nick all alone in the RV room recounting and memorizing previous competitions from this season like he'll need it. Poor little lonely robot. The house guests do get together and eat and share meals. You can see it all. You see it on the live feeds. They always tell each other, I love you, before leaving the room or going to bed. It's grotesque. You're strangers fighting for $500,000. What's wrong with you? Why do we love this so much? We just do.
I can't believe after 21 seasons, whatever it's been, it's still only, can I say, only $500,000?
I know. It's so lame.
What are you doing?
It should be $1,000,000. Why are you winking at her like that?
I'm not.
You trying to make me jealous?
No.
Come on, baby.
I think I can see that my headphone on the side of my head, or I thought I did.
Squirrel.
Can you see
something
shiny? There's something shiny there.
Here's aluminum foil. Look.
No, I cannot see my headphones on the side of my
can
head.
Can you see this? Never mind.
Please.
Oh,
I
really?
Can see my nose.
You know my peripheral vision.
I don't. Something caught my eye, and I was like, "Is that my headphone?" So that's why I was trying to see.
So now he's.
I can see it. Oh wait, maybe it's that calendar.
No, touch the place that you think you can see, and see when your finger goes away.
No, my finger's there. I can see it.
I can see it.
Wow, you're smart. You're a smart lady.
No, that's the way. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
Let's do this.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. I am ready. I'm super ready to do this.
Well, you have a 4-day weekend.
I know, my God.
The rest of us three, but you have four.
Well, you'll have Marcus. That'll be fun.
I love Marcus.
I'm stoked. I look forward to seeing him.
Yeah, Osborne.
He's fun to hang with.
We should stress to the listeners that we'll be here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a live show. I'm just selfishly taking one more day off. That's all.
Well,
no, it's totally fine. It was planned, and then something got canceled. Blah blah blah. So we're good. It's
all good.
Damn,
it's gonna be a good day today.
You know, when you start looking forward to a 4-day weekend, you're like, I'm not giving that up. All right. Did I already do the KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show? Happy Friday,
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.